Imagine with ESPN. He joins us now live on ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke. Todd, the Cowboys were pretty adamant they were not going to set the bar when it comes to the contract or a Todd Gurley type contract. What changed?
Great question, Smoke. And Jones kind of changed his tune a little bit when he said, "We view the setting the market as this. You go way over what the market is. A $2 million increase, a $3 million increase, a $4 million increase." And in the Cowboys' mind, they've gone over the first 4 years of the new deal just only $125,000 over the average of Todd Gurley's deal and $5 million, obviously, in the guarantee. So they don't view that as a true busting of the market the way Gurley's contract did. I just think it ultimately got to the point where, look, we need our best player in here. Let's go get him now.
Todd, you know, this was never really, you know, a tense situation until this week, it seemed. Was that the kind of plan all along? Was to everybody kind of knew that this was going to lead until this week, and then the old Jones slogan of deadlines make deals was going to happen?
It certainly seems that way. And, you know, we probably wasted a lot of breath discussing this thing, where things stand, and who's get what, and who's mad, and Zeke who, and Jerry making jokes and all that. But, you know, I asked Zeke today, I go, did you consider missing games? And he said he hadn't. So this was going to come to a head this week. And, you know, but what is funny is Zeke told us, too, that when he went to bed last night, he didn't think a deal was going to get done today. Yeah. He didn't think he'd be out of practice. He didn't rule out playing against the Giants. He knew the deal could get Thursday or Friday. But he was kind of pessimistic as to a deal getting done by the time he went to bed, either late last night or early this morning.
Is he they're going to feed him the ball. You give a guy that kind of money, that you want to make sure you run him as much as you can. Is that safe to say they can as early as Sunday?
Gosh, it would surprise me if they were to do that, Smoke, the first game back when he's not practiced but three times and he's been away. You know, he can do all the stuff he didn't want. But it's still not practicing. Jason Garrett said it's not practicing with pro football players. It is different. So, and you be careful and mindful of potential injuries and something that could linger for a year. I think with the Jets, had a hamstring injury, missed two games, wasn't the same guy. Dez in 2015 came in and after his long holdout early in training camp, played judicious with him early, but you know he'll get some action, but it's not, I can't imagine it'll be 20-25 carries this week.
Do you think that means we'll see more of Tony Pollard or Alfred Morris in those times when he's not there?
Yeah, I would go with Tony Pollard, the rookie, because that was the plan coming in anyway, that he would be their running back, their starting running back, and certainly would split time with Alfred. But yeah, you know, you'll still see him involved. Third downs, passing game, spread the field situations. Maybe they get both those guys on the field a little bit together. And I know that we saw a little bit of that in training camp between the other running backs and Pollard. So, you know, there are plenty of opportunities for these guys. But I think this week you'll see, gosh, I couldn't tell you the last time we saw a real true split between the running backs. It has to go back to Julius Jones, Marion Barber, in terms of, like, equal carries. I think this week might be the closest we've been to a 50-50 split when you look at the Cowboys running game in the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Todd, since I know your day has been hammered along with many of the last few days, anytime you cover the Cowboys, it's a 24-7, like you're on call. All right, so now that this is done, you know, the obvious question is, you know, the cap seems to still be in pretty good shape. Eventually, you got to run out of money somewhere, but is still the next man up Dak, or is it Amari Cooper?
My gut tells me it's Dak, because I think they're further along the line with that one. Although they've not had discussions with his agent here in the last couple of weeks. Dak is the obvious choice. And with Amari, I think there's some other issues that are working through on the other side of things before they can get to the Cowboys and work it out. The goal is to get both those guys signed. But with Dak, I mean, you see Jared Goff's contract come in. Mm-hmm. We know what Carson Wentz got. It seems to kind of focus down what Dak should get or will get and help the Cowboys and Dak reach an agreement. If not by this week, certainly not that much longer.
Anything else, Paul? Hey, Todd, thank you, man. I know it's been a crazy day for you. Appreciate your time. One of the best. Todd Archer, ESPN.com, covers the Cowboys with us on ESPN Central Texas.